Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Secrets of Riverside, written by Mandy Magro and read by Alicia Bennett. An electrical storm had cut all electricity to the Sydney suburb of Parramatta, leaving Amelia's tiny bedroom hot and humid. It had been hard enough falling asleep at midnight, but now she couldn't rouse herself from her torturous slumber. Her exhaustion from the aftermath of her persistent nightmares had become a burden too heavy to carry any longer. With her sweaty limbs thrashing beneath the sheets, she felt the constricting grip of the ghosts of her past closing in on her. Reaching for her, their clawed fingers pressed through her flesh and clenched her insides, squeezing her racing heart so tightly she could barely take a breath. "Wake up, Millie, please, wake up!" With every bit of might, she tried to heave herself from the horrors of her dream. But just like every other time, the looming shadows had her at their mercy, the faceless beings skillfully pulling her under. Terrified, she scratched and clawed at her unconsciousness, desperately trying to climb to the surface. She didn't want to go through this anymore. But just like when her worst nightmare had become her reality all those years ago, she was stuck in a kind of hell, and it was dark, so damn dark and scorching hot. Helplessness consumed her, and she slipped further into darkness. A strangled sound escaped her as everything spun in crazy circles. Then the fiery floor she was scrambling upon gave way, and she was tumbling defenselessly into an even blacker abyss. Thick grey smoke furled around her like a giant snake, asphyxiating her. Over her wheezing breaths, she could hear her father's frantic roars, her mother's blood-curdling screams, and somewhere in the fire-engulfed house, her little brother, Zach, was crying out for help, begging for her to save him. She tried to suck in a breath, and then another, so she could call out to him, so she could somehow soothe him, but there was no oxygen left. Her lungs burnt with the lack of it. She had to get to him, or die trying. On her hands and knees, she endeavored to crawl beneath the flames devouring the walls, so she could get him. But there was nowhere left to go. There was no escape. She was trapped, powerless, dying, backed into a corner where the red-hot flames stretched and reached from the walls, licking at her skin, scorching her, melting her flesh right through to the bone. The pain was excruciating. She wanted to die so the hurt would stop. There was a loud boom, and the flames got closer. Bigger.